This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The White House coronavirus advisor, Deborah Birx, is warning the U.S. has entered a new phase of the pandemic. Lisa Bernard reports.
A top U.S. health official on Sunday warned that the country is in a new phase of the novel coronavirus outbreak, with infections, quote, extraordinarily widespread in rural areas as well as big cities. Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Task Force coordinator, told CNN's State of the Union, quote, what we are seeing today is different from March and April. It is extraordinarily widespread. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on Sunday she does not have confidence in Birx, linking her to disinformation spread by President Trump. Pelosi told ABC's This Week, quote, I think the president has been spreading disinformation about the virus and she is his appointee, so I don't have confidence there, no. The coronavirus has infected 4.6 million people in the U.S. and killed more than 155,000 Americans, according to a Reuters tally.
That is Reuters' Lisa Bernard reporting. The White House and top congressional Democrats remain at odds over the scope of more assistance for 30 million American workers left unemployed by the coronavirus pandemic. In an interview with ABC's This Week, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says there are a number of elements to a larger deal keeping the sides from agreement.
I think on the concept, we absolutely agree on enhanced unemployment. We want to fix the where in some cases people are overpaid and we want to make sure there's the right incentives. But again, let me just emphasize, we put on the table a proposal. Let's